first reading today from the book of Nehemiah is an interesting one. Even if it isn't immediately familiar to you, what's happening in the reading ought to be very familiar. It's essentially the first part of the Mass, the liturgy of the Word, what we're doing right now. Ezra read from the book of the law, the scriptures, and explained them so that all could understand what was read. All of this is familiar to us until we hear the reaction of the people. They are saddened or crying after hearing what was read and explained to them. I think I'm yet to give a homily that brings a congregation to tears. But seriously, though, why are the people crying? They are saddened because they know in their hearts that they have failed in following God's law. They have not lived their lives in accordance with the way God has laid out for them in the scriptures. Notice, though, how Ezra responds to the people. He doesn't condemn them by saying something like, "Yes, you should be crying because you're failed. This is bad. Cry." But rather, he tells them to stop their weeping and to rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice because God has shown us the way to live. It's not a guessing game with our God. And also because God's love for us is not dependent on our successes and failures. God loves us unconditionally. And we rejoice that our God loves us no matter what. So the question for us then is, do we love God, and how will we show him our love? We do this by following his commandments that he lays out for us. In other words, we follow his son, Jesus Christ. That sounds good, but what does it really mean then to follow Jesus? St. Paul gives us some important insight into this when he teaches us today about the body of Christ. We all have been given different gifts and talents by God. In virtue of our baptism, we are all part of the body of Christ. But I think sometimes we react like those in the first reading when we think about this, and we start kind of being sad because we look at people around us and we say, well, they have gifts that I'd really want, or they can do things that I'd really like to do, but I don't have that. But St. Paul tells us that it is foolishness to be jealous of someone else and what they are doing, because that's not our duty in the body. Each of us has different ways to fulfill our mission. But make no mistake, it is indeed one mission that all of us are called to, since we're part of the same body. The mission of the body is the mission of our head, Jesus Christ. And his mission, above all else, is to get us to heaven. Jesus wants us all for himself, but he forces none of us to follow him. So how do we know if we're doing the right thing? How do we know if we're following the right path? How do we know if we're fulfilling our mission in Christ? How do we know if we're truly following the Lord? It's actually quite simple. But sadly, few of us Catholics do it. We need to submit ourselves completely to what the Church teaches us. The teachings of the Church are the clear and distinct voice of Jesus Christ, the head of the Church. I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. Whoever hears you hears me, and whoever rejects you rejects me. How quickly we dismiss these words of Jesus by thinking we would know better than Christ himself, who gave us the church as the means to hear his voice speaking to us. Deciding that we do not trust what the church has to say, deciding that we do not trust what the church teaches and us, and ultimately saying that we do not trust Jesus, who gave us the church. We do not trust Jesus' choice in establishing a church and giving us the church, giving the church his authority. We do not trust Jesus will guide the church in teachings of faith and morals. We need to remember that a body functions at its best when all its members are working together under the direction of the head. So when was the last time we opened up our catechism and read from it? When was the last time we actually wondered about a particular teaching on faith or morals and thought, you know, I wonder what the church actually says about this before I make up my own decision on it? Brothers and sisters, the Lord Jesus gave us his church, so that his teachings could be passed on to us clearly, so that we would not have to guess about how we were supposed to live our lives. God didn't want us to guess. God doesn't play that sort of a game with us. The one holy Catholic and apostolic church has faithfully handed on the teachings of our Lord Jesus for over 2,000 years. We hear this in the letter to the Galatians, that even St. Paul himself, the greatest teacher and missionary of all time, even went up to Jerusalem to confer with Peter, the head of the church, to make sure his teaching was in conformity with the truth. If we follow the voice of Christ in the church rather than our own desires, we will be able to work more effectively as members of the body on our common mission. The church, first and foremost, has the duty to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ, and we as members of the church through baptism must also proclaim Jesus Christ as the way to heaven. This church should be filled on Sunday mornings. We all know fallen away Catholics. We all know people who do not yet know Jesus. Invite them to come to Mass or to come back to Mass. If we truly believe this is the church Jesus established and the way to heaven, we have a duty to tell people about it. All of you have been given gifts from God to fulfill this mission. So relying on the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and in the voice of the church in her teachings, which is the voice of Jesus himself, let us go and live out our mission.